This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, MD, dictating. MD dictating a independent medical examination on a patient named K-A-W-A-N-N-A, last name L-A-R-D-I-E-R-E. This word is follows. Tumor may concern Kalana Lardiere is a 45-year-old woman who is seen in this office for independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery on February 2024, the period. A new paragraph. Ms. Lardiere was correction. Ms. Lardiere described an injury during her work as a flight attendant for Omni Air International. A period. She works as a protective flight attendant and describes an injury when the right part of her buttock hit the metal part of a jump seat during the flight with some air turbulence period. This injury occurred on July 8, 2023 period. She sustained right buttock pain and has previously been diagnosed with a right gluteus strain / contusion, period. New paragraph. Ms. Lardiere states that she did continue to work following this injury, period. Attention on September 5, 2023 at the Atlanta Spine Institute, period. These records have been reviewed, period. New paragraph, an MRI study of the lumbar spine was performed on September 25, 2023, showing minimal degenerative disc changes at L4, L5, with some a mild degenerative narrowing of the neural foramen considered within normal limits and consistent with her age, period. There was no evidence of nerve root compression, period. New paragraph, later a later an EMG was performed of the right lower extremity on November 9, 2023, period. This showed minor fibrillation waves of the extensor digitorum brevis considered possible, considered as mild right L5 radiculopathy, period. These are felt to be within normal limits considering the MRI studies and physical findings, period. New paragraph, but this lady does have significant past history, a period. She has had complaints of back pain for which she has seen a chiropractor in the past approximately two times per year, period. New paragraph, her past history is significant also for a thyroid disorder, period. New paragraph, medications include tramadol and then muscle relaxer, period. New paragraph, New the injury report has been reviewed. Period. She has not returned to work since she sought care at the Atlanta Spine Institute. The period. She has had extensive physical therapy, and recommendation has been made for epidural steroid injections as well. Period. New paragraph. On examination today, this lady is in no acute distress, period. Her gait is normal, period. She is 5 feet and approximately 130 pounds, period. On examination of the lumbar spine, there is no swelling, period. She has numerous findings of a positive Waddell's test, W-A-D-D-E-L-L-S, period. This includes complaints of increased back pain with a minor pressure of the subcutaneous tissue, as well as minor axial compression and minimal pelvis rotation, period. There's a negative straight leg raising test in the sitting position, but complaints of back pain in the supine position with a straight leg raising test, period. She has non-anatomical exaggerated complaints of back pain with a minimal flexion of the knees while in the prone position on a non-physiologic basis, period. New paragraph, there is no evidence of muscular atrophy in the lower extremities, period. Great muscle strength testing in the lower extremities is normal and symmetric, including the hip flexors, quadriceps, hamstring muscles, tibialis anterior and extensor hallux as long as muscles, period. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the lower extremities, period. Deep tendon reflexes of the knee is normal, period. Deep tendon reflexes of the ankles are normal, period. Her sensitivity to palpation at this time involves the right buttock area and right-sided area of the lower lumbar spine, period. New paragraph. Questions have been resolved. Number one, the outcome of the physical examination has been described above, period. No additional diagnostic testing is performed, period. The outcome of the physical examination is normal with evidence of intentional symptom magnification, period. New paragraph number two, the diagnosis of Ms. Lardier is a malingering patient, period. New paragraph number three, the diagnosis is related to factors of employment with the employer with respect to secondary financial gain, period. New paragraph number four, there are no objective findings that correlate with Ms. Lardier's described symptoms, period. New paragraph number five, no further medical treatment is recommended as a result of this work-related condition, period. Correction, as a result of this work-related condition, period. New paragraph, it is next number, number. This would be number six. It is my opinion that Ms. Lardier has long ago reached maximum medical improvement from her alleged work injuries, period. It is my opinion that maximum medical improvement would have been reached within 2 weeks of the minor contusion of the gluteus muscle from the work injury of July 8, 2023, period. paragraph number seven. There is strong evidence that Ms. Lardier is malingering. Period. The findings on the physical examination indicate numerous positive findings of intentional symptom magnification for the purposes of deceiving this examiner. Period. Paragraph number eight, the subjective complaints are completely out of proportion to the alleged accident, and the lack of objective findings on the physical examination described above, period. Paragraph next number, which is number nine, Ms. Lardier can return to her prior employment from an orthopedic standpoint. Paragraph number 10, this question is not applicable as Ms. Lardier is capable of returning to her employment without restrictions, period. Paragraph number, next number, this lady has no impairment whatsoever with respect to this work injury. Next number 12, it is my firm and definite opinion that Ms. Lardier is fully capable of performing her pre-injury job, period. Next number, which should be number 13, it is these opinions are based on a reasonable degree of medical certainty, period. The paragraph, sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, DOMAN, MD, dictating. Thank you.